You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. And what do we say? We say TGIF, don't we? I don't know. For some reason this week, we really mean it. Yes, thank God it's Friday. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM. Lovely to be with you this morning. And all getting ready for the weekend? I hope so. Let's start off today, by the way, of course, is the 28th of July. It is Friday. And let's take a look at a birthday. This one takes me all the way back to my childhood. It's a lady, her name was Beatrix Potter. She was born on this day in the year 1866. She was an English author, illustrator, natural scientist, and a conservationist, but best known for her imaginative children's books, featuring animals such as those in the tale of Peter Rabbit, which celebrated the British landscape and country life. And I remember my mum and my dad reading me stories from Beatrix Potter. Ah, such memories. Thrilling me with the music this morning, why not?
Life was running past me, days and hours flew, like it had no color, just different shades of blue. I heard about this love thing, but I still need to prove, 'cause I believed in nothing till I believed in you. When I say, oh, 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 you left your fingerprints all over. Undercover without an alibi. You done the perfect crime, girl. Now I wanna do the time, 'cause I got no defense, but hell, I'm gonna walk the line. And I say, whoa, 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 you left your fingerprints all over. Fingerprints all over my soul. My soul. I thought you were red handed, knee deep in my heart. When I was upside down, spinning round and round and round. I thought you were red handed, knee deep in my heart. When I was upside down, spinning round and round and round in the dark. Act so sweet, but you're guilty.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
were done by you. Some things look better, baby, just passing through.
I do like that one, yes. And there's Elton John and Cold Heart, the Panau remix. And before that, we started off this morning with a gentleman. His name is Shane Fillon, and that was Knee Deep in My Heart. Breakfast show time, we're 8 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. What happened to your beginning, your normal beginning of the program? So I just said, it was quite simple, really. I forgot. I can do that every now and then, though I seem to be doing it more often. Anyway, it's great to be with you this morning. I tell you, I've got another birthday. Now, this one, I sort of saw this one, and I thought, that reminds me of something that I saw earlier on this morning when I was looking at news. Earl Tupper, who was born on this day in 1907, he was an American-born Costa Rican businessman and inventor, best known as the inventor of, yes, guess what, Tupperware. An airtight plastic container for storing food. How many of you remember the Tupperware parties? Remember, these were the days before you could shop online. They used to come round to your house. You used to get your friends round, and they'd come round, they'd tell you all about Tupperware and how it seals things and everything like that. Well, they've been going through a bad patch, apparently, with their shares and things like that. Well, I tell you what, I was just sort of looking. Let me get the page up here. I was thinking, yeah, it says here, shares of home, this is this morning, shares of home and kitchen product maker Tupperware extended their sharp unexplained gains on Thursday, rising more than 50% and putting the stock up nearly 350% during the last 5 trading days, despite recent concerns about its business. Well, you know why, don't you? Because it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Tupper. I remember my mum used to go to those Tupperware parties. Always came back with something. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Lay back, hand on look at me now. So take a look at me now.
No, it's not take a. It's not called Take a Look at Me Now.
So take a look at me now.
I don't care how many times you say it. That's not the name of the song. The name of the song is Dakota. From the Stereophonics. Yes, it has brought us nicely to this time this morning. We're just a few seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. And yes, time to get you spruced up in the shower. Long one this morning. Well, the record isn't, but you should have a long one. It's the weekend. All right. Patrice a Russian. That's R-U-S-H-E-N, by the way. Not to be confused with Russian. And this is Forget Me Not. So I always like that little tink tink, that little tinky tinky thingy in there. I could probably play that. It might be a triangle. I don't think so. Anyway, Patrice Rushton and Forget Me Not. And that's it, out to get and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. Yes, it is the weekend again. Looking out the studio window, I can tell you we've got a different morning this morning. The last sort of, I guess about the last, all this week, I think, we've had like a sort of very, very flat sky, undiscernible sort of clouds. Today we can see the clouds. It's quite bright. Let's just hope it's not going to be too hot. Some good mornings this morning. Of course, good morning to Mary Lou. Dropped us to the line, wishing everybody TGIF bright and early this morning. Good morning, Mary Lou. And also to Paul Dixon, over there in the UK. You sent me a link, Paul. I haven't had a chance to look at it in a minute. I'll look at it in a minute. I hope it's not somebody else that's died. But thanks for that, Paul. That's over there in London, the United Kingdom. We've got a new WhatsApp this morning. Good morning to Ed, and we'll be back with you. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. We most certainly will do. And also, of course, to Renee over there in Athens in Greece, Renee and Rich. She says, by the way, good morning. Happy Friday. Wow. We had a significant drop in temperature last night that lasted through today. A nice breeze today, too. What a difference. We were able to open the windows at 6 this morning instead of turning on the air conditioning. Unfortunately, it's supposed to heat up again over the weekend, so we will enjoy this little break while it lasts. Have a great weekend, everybody. Could you please play Summer Breeze by Seals and Croft? Summer breeze. Ah, that's what we need, isn't it, really? Summer breeze. we put on the air conditioning. Anyway, I'll tell you what, let me get back to our friend here. This is says good morning. This is says good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and everyone. This is Ed here. Well, good morning to you, Ed. Lovely to hear from you. This has been a long time listener, and this is my first song request. And it says here, would you please delight me with White Horse by Chris Stapleton? Love to. And don't be a stranger. Do stick around. All right? Here is Chris Stapleton, the man with the voice and White Horse. Time on the breakfast show. If you keep an eye on the time, we are 25 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this Friday morning's breakfast show.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Attention, construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Center and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
Hey, Albrook Car Service Express.
Entonces, ¿nos vemos mañana?
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
¿El 15?
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje, no tome. DrinkIQ.com.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you on a Friday morning, 28 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock, taking a look at some of the international news headlines and some of the business this morning. Starting off with Donald Trump, he ordered employees at his Florida resort to delete security videos as he was under investigation for retaining classified documents. United States prosecutors said on Thursday as they broadened the case against the former president and charged a second member of his staff with helping to hide documents. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith filed three new criminal counts against Trump, bringing a total to 40, and charged the maintenance worker at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort, Carlos de Oliveira, with conspiracy to obstruct justice, accusing him of helping Trump to hide documents. De Oliveira, at 56, told another worker at the resort where Trump lives that, quote, the boss wanted security videos of the property in Florida deleted after the Justice Department subpoenaed them. African leaders pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday to move ahead with their peace plan to end the Ukraine war and renew a deal on the export of Ukrainian grain that Moscow tore up last week. While not directly critical of Russia, their interventions on day two of a summit with Putin served as pointed reminders to him of the depth of African concern at the consequences of the war, especially for food prices. Chinese and Russian officials stood shoulder to shoulder with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as they reviewed his newest nuclear-capable missiles and attack drones at a military parade in the capital, North Korea state media showed on Friday. The widely anticipated parade in Pyongyang the previous day commemorated the 70th anniversary of the end of the Korean War, celebrated in North Korea as Victory Day. Ukrainian forces pressed their counter-offensive through the Russian-occupied southeast on Thursday, capturing the village of Staromyarsk in a campaign to drive a wedge through Russian defensive positions. The counteroffensive is focused on securing villages on the southward push and areas around the eastern city of Bakhmut, taken by Russian forces in May. After months of battles, Ukrainian officials have reported slow, steady progress. Niger President Mohamed Bazoum remained held in the presidential palace on Thursday afternoon, and it was unclear who was in charge of the country after soldiers on Wednesday evening declared a military coup that sparked widespread condemnation. France, the country's former colonial power, and the West African regional bloc ECOWAS called for Bazoum's immediate release and a return to constitutional order. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also said that the constitutional order should be restored. July of 2023 is set to upend previous heat benchmarks, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Thursday, after scientists said that it was on track to be the world's hottest month on record. The United Nations World Meteorological Organization and European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service also said in a joint statement it was extremely likely July of 2023 would break the record. We don't have to wait for the end of the month to know this. Short of a mini ice age over the next days, July 2023 will shatter records across the board, Gutierrez said in New York. Electric vehicles are crisscrossing the globe to reach their eager buyers, but the battery technology involved in the zero-emissions automobiles is exposing underprepared maritime shippers to the risk of hard-to-control fires, industry insurance and emergency response officials have said. That risk has been put under the spotlight by the burning car carrier drifting off the Dutch coast. The Dutch Coast Guard said that the fire's cause was unknown, but Dutch broadcaster RTL released a recording in which an emergency responder is heard saying the fire started in the battery of an electric car. European shares have retreated on Friday from multi-month highs scaled in the previous session as investors digested a mixed batch of earnings and as government bond yields climbed after the Bank of Japan tweaked its monetary policy. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index slipped 0.3%. The benchmark index closed at its highest levels in nearly 1.5 years on Thursday after the European Central Bank hiked interest rates as expected but raised the possibility of a pause in September. The blue-chip FTSE 100 added 0.2%, hovering around its highest level in 9 weeks. Meanwhile, the mid-cap FTSE 250 index fell 0.5% after rising for 3 consecutive sessions. Now, the biggest gainer on the FTSE was the pharmaceutical sector, which jumped 2.5%. This was after AstraZeneca beat expectations for its second-quarter profit. The stock climbed 4%. Oil prices were steady on Friday, but on track for a fifth straight week of gains, with investors optimistically healthy demand and supply cuts will keep prices buoyant. By 10:59 GMT today, Brent crude slipped 37 cents to $83.87 a barrel, while U.S. West in Texas Intermediate WTI crude that dipped 30 cents to $79.79. cents a barrel. And there we go. That's it. There's our look for this morning. Just some of the things in the international news and some of the business news as well. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're almost 21 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. In fact, we're now exactly that.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You cheat and steal every day. You're only human, it's okay. Don't bother with morality. It doesn't sound like fun to me. And if the truth gets in the way, bend it, twist it, that's what I say. I wanna get in trouble with you. I wanna hit and run with you.
I'm gonna be the air you breathe. I'm gonna teach you to deceive.
It could be a wonderful world if all of you could only.
This rotten place is just my style. The smell of death just drives me wild. Money's a root and that's for sure. That old disease with no known cure. So much sin, so much pain. So many souls for me to gain. I wanna kiss and
be the air you breathe. I'm gonna teach you to believe.
It could be a wonderful world.
There is the sound of Alice Cooper and A Wonderful World. The time on The Breakfast Show, we're just coming to 13 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And still to come on this morning's Breakfast Show, we're going to be doing, of course, in the next hour of the morning, in probably in around about 35 minutes time, checking in with Ingrid for what do we do on Friday? We do Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Of course we do. Oh, always look forward to that. So that's going to be with Ingrid. And also we'll be checking in with Yasmin, because Yasmin tells us what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it. And she always tells me where to go. But she's very polite. I tell you what, let me get back. I told you that good morning to Paul, Paul and Maria over there in South London, United Kingdom. Good morning to you, Paul. I told you he sent me a link this morning. Not fair to him, but I do call him my harbinger of death, because he's always the first to tell me when somebody has passed away. And he just sent me a link. It was no comment today. And he said, it says here, Randy Messiner. Meissner, the US bassist and singer who co-founded the rock band The Eagles. He's died at the age of 77. Meissner helped form the group back in 1971, taking the lead vocals on the track Take It to the Limit, which he also, by the way, co-wrote. He contributed lush high harmonies to the California group's mega hit Hotel California, and The Best of My Love was another one. His death was confirmed on Thursday on Eagles' official website, who described him as integral and instrumental in their early success. Meissner died of complications from chronic obstructive pulmonary Disease. So there you go. Another one bites at us. So sad. My sort of little world is gradually dissipating. Take it to the limit. From the Eagles. R.I.P. There we go. Take it to the limit from the Eagles. And as I said, R.I.P. Randy Meisner, one of the founding members of the Eagles, has passed at the age of 77. Two in a row. Bit of a theme to do with this. This is Singing in the Rain. We'll follow it with another rainy song as well, I think. See if we can get it to come down into the lakes. What do you think?
I'm a new sunshine, I'm singing in the rain. Let the stormy clouds change.
There you go. Yes, I told you. Two in a row, Sheila and Be Devotion and Singing in the Rain. Followed on there by a group called Eruption. And, wait, heard it. I Can't Stand the Rain. Eruption, it was a band that was formed back in 1969 out of the United Kingdom. And that particular track they released in 1977. It was a sort of comeback single for them at the time. And it was released in December of that year. International hit for them, reaching number one in Belgium and in Australia. Number five on the UK singles chart and number 18 on the US Billboard Hot 100 as well. So there we go. Eruption. I Can't Stand the Rain. Looking out the studio window, we might get some later on today. We need it, don't we? Of course we do.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Attention! Construction professionals, cabinet makers, plumbers, electricians, painters, architects, contractors, interior designers, transporters, PHS, and school administrators. We invite you to join Do It Pro, the benefits program for professional clients of Do It Center. With Do It Pro, you receive exclusive benefits all year round, such as special prices and promotions, technical training, extended catalogue, and many more benefits as well. Join at your nearest Do It Centre and start receiving all of those benefits of being a pro client of Do It Pro.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Vale Motors. We'll keep you running.
Vale Motors.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other. With like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta, Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. A fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Selena Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face to face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Somebody said, does she look better than I can? And there's a big black sky over my town. I know where you're at, and yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see it for myself. I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh, oh, oh. And I'm right over here, but why can't you see me? Oh, oh, oh. And I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own. I just want. I'm all messed up, I'm so out of stilettos and broken bottles. I'm spinning around in circles, and I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh, and I'm right over here, but why can't you see me? Oh.
And there we go. Yes, two in a row. We started off with Callum Scott there and Dancing on My Own. And the reason he was dancing on his own was because Santana said that she's not there. So he had to dance on his own, I guess. Time on the Breakfast Show, 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Taking one more quick one, then we'll check in with Ingrid and see what's happening with our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday. Oh, yes, the Beach Boys and their version of Then I Kissed Her. Right, time on the Breakfast Show to check in with Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's the day I've waited for. Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, yes, indeedy. Yes, well, yesterday I mentioned something about my little bicycle accidente, and I realized I didn't know a whole lot about bicycles except from riding them. So today's facts are about bicycles everyone should know. Let's get started. Vehicles with two wheels were first seen in the 19th century. Balance of the riders was vital for movement. I found that out. The earliest prototype of this modern-day bicycle, made in Germany, dates back to 1817. All right, number one. The bicycle was called Draisini. Back then, it was not called a bicycle. It was known as a draisine. The word bicycle was first used in 1860, coined by the French. This version had huge wheels, especially in the front, then the rider's back, then traveled considerable distances. They wanted a vehicle that could cover more distance in less time. When the wheels were made larger, every pedaling covered a more considerable length. So the larger the wheels, they had better shock absorption. Number two, they resembled pennies and farthings. The British called it a penny farthing after pennies that were large and farthings that were small. Is that right, Jerry? Did we get it right? Did we? If you place them side by side and look at them from the side view, you would see that they did resemble these bikes with these big wheels following the smaller one. Not the big wheels the kids ride around. No, not those. Anyway, in retrospect, the bicycle of this design are referred to as a penny and farthing. Back then, they were not called penny and farthing. They were just called ordinary bikes. Is that what you called it back then, Jerry? The earliest time one saw a penny farthing being used to refer to the bicycles was 1891 in bicycle news related newspapers. By then, these bikes had lost their status to modern bikes. This model became outdated in the 1880s when the modern bicycle started coming in. Number three, the modern day bike was fondly called safety bike.
Not if I rode it. The main difference was that these new bicycles had gear trains driven by chains. Really interesting. Another selling point with these new bicycles was that they were named safety bikes. This is because the height from which one could fall was drastically reduced. Not if you're on my gigantic bike. Number four. It was hard to decide who invented the bicycles. There's a lot of claims who invented the bicycle. Most of these are unverified and or false. There is a small sketch from the 1500s that is said to have been drawn by Gian Capretti, who was a student of Leonardo da Vinci. However, Lessing Hans Ilcheck refuted the claim and called it an intentional fraudulence in the year 1998. Well, of course, that's a lot later. Nevertheless, many adhere to Augusto Marioni, believed in the sketch. Well, number six. Von Dreschkarl was the first to invent a bicycle. Von Dreschkarl was a civilian servant of the Baden's Duke in Germany. Oh, gosh, why do I get these names? Laufenmaschine, meaning running vehicle, was what his first invention was called. It was invented in the year 1817. In England, however, it was called a dracine. In France, it was termed dracine, especially by the media. In 1818, the first commercially viable human-propelled bicycle was invented. It had two wheels and a steering for direction. The name of that machine was Velocipede, not Velociraptors. Don't get that wrong. It had nicknames, Dandy Horse, a Hobby Horse. The first place it was manufactured, of course, was France and Germany. Seven, bicycles were alternative to horses. Hans Ehrhard, the man who wrote the biography of Dreyse, found that the reason why Dreyse invented the bicycle was he was looking for an alternative to horses in the year 1816, a terrible year for Germany. During this time, there were severe crop failures due to volcanic eruptions and horses dying of starvation. So they needed another way to get around, so he kind of like put this thing on wheels and they just kind of put their feet on the ground and propelled themselves. A lot of them didn't even have pedals, the first bicycles. Number eight, it was also called pedestrian curricle. Dreyse weighed about 22 kilograms and was composed majorly of wood. Wheel bearings came with brass bushings inside them. The wheels were made of iron shod, and there were brakes in the rear wheel. His model, however, was outlawed owing to the many crashes it was involved in. Really? Get that? Kirkpatrick Macmillan, a Scottish blacksmith, was said to have invented the first mechanically propelled two-wheeled vehicle. Didn't you know? Johnson Dennis from London proposed a modern version of this. Johnson's version was called the pedestrian curricle. Well, number nine, bicycle made boots wear off. Well, what does that mean? It was more elegant and good looking. His frame was made of wood, not just like Dreyse's, in shaped like a snake. Dreyse's was straight. The serpentine shape was from the frame was made possible to use large wheels without affecting the height of the rider's seat. This model didn't last long either. It was because people felt that riding this bicycle made their boots wear off easy. Remember, you've got your little rod between your legs. No, don't go there. I'm talking about the bicycle bar. You sit on the bicycle bar and you put your feet on the ground and you use your feet to push yourself around. There were no pedals, but then that's why the boots were getting worn off. Okay? There weren't any pedals yet. So think nasty thoughts. Okay. And number 10. Thomas Bacall was the first to start making the rod-driven treadle bicycles. Okay, in 1863, the Dreyse model was further improved upon. It received pedals and a crank for the hub of the wheel in front. That set the precedent for the new bicycles we see today. Pierre Machaut replaced the cast iron in the previous models with wrought iron design. It was no longer serpentine in shape. It was made diagonals. Bicycles saw further improvements like rubber tires and ball bearings. So they weren't so heavy, so when they crashed into things and or people, they didn't hurt the people they crashed into nor the person riding the bicicleta. Well, out here, bicycles are a major mode of transportation here in El Valle. And for the first couple of years that we were here, people had license plates. So we went to go renew our license plates for our bicycles, and they said, oh, we don't do that anymore. And they said the road was paid for. I said, what? Well, the taxes that came from some of those sales of those licenses help to pave some of the roads up here. I was like, well, dang, I don't mind buying that. We're very happy because we have nice, smooth roads now. As a matter of fact, we also have bicycle paths up here. When you go through town, I know it's not a big town. We don't even have a traffic light, but we actually have two gas stations. That's pretty impressive. So when you ride through town, we not only have a bike trail that you can ride on, but we also have a braille trail so that if you have your white stick with the red tip and you are blind or legally compromised in your sight, there is an area for the people to walk for braille, a people for the bicycles, and a place for the people to walk. So when getting out of your car, you need to kind of look both directions to make sure you're not going to get run over by a bicicleta or get stampeded over somebody who's going to knock you around with their white cane. But it's a beautiful place to ride bicycles up here. There you can see all kinds of bikes. You can see racing bikes, people that have stamina. And I'm so impressed because they ride their bicycle up into El Valle. When I see these people in their special little outfits and everything, and I say, God bless their little legs. I'm sure they're burning on fire because I watch them pedal up and pedal down. And it's pretty impressive. Sometimes you see groups of them. We get a lot of people on the weekends who bring their bicycles up here and ride around. We've got some good trails to ride bikes on. We've got streets now that are rideable. We've got sidewalks made that have bicycle lanes, and we have trails that you can ride on. If you really want to get out and enjoy yourself and walking hurts your knees, try a bicycle. Low, no impact, good stuff, but please wear a helmet, wear safety gear. Or if you're like me, wear padding on your elbows where I've got a major road burn now. All right, these are your Freaky Friday fun facts about my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I ride this weekend. Okay, you guys have a wonderful weekend. And back to you in the studio.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
white.
You say bar, I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Roy.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
Couldn't resist it. Yes, there we go. That's Queen and Bicycle Race. We are 22 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And coming up in the last hour, don't forget, We'll be chatting with Yasmin, and what do we chat about on a Friday? We talk about what, where and when, the things that you can be doing, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And also we'll be taking a look and see if we've got anybody in the world of entertainment or in the world of music born on this day. Talking of music, bit of blues time.
Call me the teacher. I'm an educated man.
Well, out of the UK, they're called the Mean Red Spiders, and they are mean as well. That was the teacher. Talking of teachers, here's telling a teacher a thing or two. Tina Turner, 1984. and there we go, 1984. That comes, as I mentioned, from Tina Turner. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops a little note saying good morning to everybody, hoping everybody has a great weekend. You asked if I could play Dancing in the Moonlight. You asked from Van Morrison. Well, I've looked at my collection and I've looked sort of elsewhere. I can't find Dancing in the Moonlight by Van Morrison. The ones I got handy are Top Loader, which is the one I remember most. Also, there's a version by King's Harvest and a song by... hang on here. Was it you asked for? I tell you what, I've got a song by Van Morrison. But it's not. It's the King Harvest version, the one that I played. So I'm going to play the King Harvest version and hope you enjoy it anyway, Mary Lou. King Harvest and Dancing in the Moonlight. I can find that. I can find another couple of versions of that as well. You may be getting confused with Van Morrison and Moondance.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine. Yet your blush. My love, can I just make some more romance with you? My love, well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone.
There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
We covered all our bases on that one. There was Moondance by Van Morrison. We are 7 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8 o'clock this morning, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock. And I'm just looking to see if I've got any good news stories for you, but I haven't. But I'll tell you what, let's see who else have we got that has a birthday today. Let's see if we can find somebody else that's sort of quite in. We did Mr. Tupper, didn't we? But Tupperware and his company are doing quite well. It's also the birthday today, or would have been, of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. She was born in 1929. Was the wife, of course, of the 35th President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, and a First Lady of the United States during the presidency from 1961 until his assassination in 1963. 5 years later, she married the Greek shipping magnate Aristotle Onassis, and they remained married until his death in 1975. So, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis has her birthday today. Anybody else that's exciting? Terry Fox, Canadian athlete? No, not really. they're the main ones, I guess, for today. I was quite happy with Mr. Tupperware, having seen as his company's doing quite well. Heaven knows why, because it's been quite some time, hasn't it? Coldplay, time to go to the dentist. Teeth fall out. Teeth fall out.
Thank you. But in this way, I'm a dream to die by light of day. Gonna hold up high, the sky is safe. Oh, we are all men. I feel my heart beating. I feel my heart underneath my skin. Oh, I can feel my heart beating. Cause you make me feel like I'm alive again.
There we go. Adventures of a Lifetime. And that was Coldplay, of course, for Adventure of a Lifetime. As I like to call it, Teeth Fall Out. Nobody's ever been able to tell me what they're singing at the beginning of the song either. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour, so we're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely, and great to be with you on this Friday morning. Keep your eye on the time. We're 11 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. I just want to remind you about one thing. Of course, we've got the dating game coming up by Call FM next week on Thursday. So are you ready to match face-to-face? Well, apparently the girls are. They're more than ready. Just missing a few more guys. So if you're listening, don't miss out on the opportunity of meeting interesting people at the event on the 3rd of August. It's going to be at Salina in Casco Viejo. Dating game by Cool FM, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka, starting at 6 p.m. And they'll have speed dating and a singles party. Well, if you're interested, you can WhatsApp us here on The Breakfast Show on 677-188-22, 677-188-22, and we'll send you the info. And don't forget, you can also just go along and register. We're at Cool FM Panama. Cool FM Panama. Okay, so go and check them out. Cool FM Panama. com. And have a great time. Sounds like it's going to be fun, doesn't it? Meantime, you can sail around the world with David Gates.
I would sail around the world
her golden eyes of pearl. But I know I will never get to go. I would like to win a prize, be in everybody's eyes, but it's true, I would probably not get to. My life has always been simple, no one ever knows when I come and go, and my dreams are ending at sunrise, and dreaming just don't make it so. So I've lived with no regret, wouldn't change a thing, and yet now and then that I could start again.
Well, there we go. After sailing around the world with David Gates, we went to My Sweet Lord, and that was from George Harrison. It's time to say Happy Friday.
Hello, Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, yes. So how's our day been so far?
Well, fine, I guess.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's it then.
This week has been, like, very quick.
It's good. We think this week's gone quick. It has gone fairly quick, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next week will be quicker. I've got a day off next week.
Oh, yes.
Thursday. There's not really a day off, is it?
No.
No. So we'll go and go and have my interview for my American visa.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I've only been waiting since February of last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. How are we doing with? Is there much happening at this time of the year? Yes, in the world of entertainment. Or?
Oh yes, of course. Remember, this weekend is payday. So
oh, thank you.
There's a lot of activities.
Okay, good.
Yes, let's start with Frank's Place.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have tonight Vanessa Rivas.
Oh, okay.
With her sweet voice. That's gonna be from 8 mm-hmm. until 10 p.m. And tomorrow they're gonna have John Carney.
Oh, good. Okay, John's back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With his guitar from 8 to 10 p.m. also.
Good.
And of course, you can go and enjoy the nice food they have. And I guess this week is pizza week.
Oh, is it pizza week?
Yeah. So you can go there and enjoy the nice pizzas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are good too.
Mm-hmm. Frank's Place, this is at Costa del Este.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And also, this week already started the Feria Nacional de Artesanías.
I saw some pictures of that. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine apparently had gone, so.
Mm-hmm. And that's until this Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And let me see, it's from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. And the entrance for adults is $3. For jubilados is $1.50.
Yes!
And kids are free.
And kids are free?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wear my short trousers then.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Hello.
And we're pink.
And we're pink, yes, right. And so look, here comes Ken. you know that apparently I was reading a piece this morning
uh-huh.
that Ken in the movie
mm-hmm.
has stolen the show.
Hmm.
He's got all these amazing write-ups. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in real life, he's just an appendage, isn't he, really, to Barbie.
Uh-huh.
But in the movie, apparently, he's really stolen the show. He's getting some rave reviews.
Hmm. Well,
Barbie's going to be pissed, you know. The last thing you want is a pissed-off Barbie, trust me.
We have to see that.
Well, yeah. Well, you're going to see it, aren't you?
Yeah, hopefully tonight.
Yeah, and I'm hopefully going on Sunday with the good lady.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah, so we can talk about that on Monday.
We can, and wear pink.
Yes. Okay, also tomorrow, this is a very nice event. This is going to be at Teatro Gladys Vidal.
Okay.
And it's a contest for guitars.
Oh, okay.
For kids.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, they're going to have the contest tomorrow from 2 to 3 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And then the concert, I guess everybody's going to be there, and they're also mentioning the winner,
mm-hmm.
at 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Everything is going to be tomorrow.
That's good fun.
And the entrance is going to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And the director is from Mexico. He's a Russian-Mexican director, Nadia Borislova.
That's confusing, isn't it? A Mexican-Russian.
And this is organized by Asociación Guitarrística de Panama.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent.
Yeah,
that sounds
I think
good.
It's going to be
excellent.
Awesome. And it's free. So
yeah. When are they going to have a saxophone one for Ian?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Mm. We have to ask our friends of Fundación Danilo Pérez. Maybe they can organize
idea.
Something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yes. Okay, let's start with Who Was Born This Day in Music.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. What have we got as our first one?
The first one is George Cummings.
Oh, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Steel guitar. He was born in 1938
mm-hmm.
with American rock band Dr. Hook, who had the 1970s hit the cover of Rolling Stone, a little bit more, When You Are in Love with a Beautiful Woman, and Sylvia's Mother.
And it's just Sylvia's Mother is one I remember playing and playing and playing when it first came out. So here is Dr. Hook, and he's with Sylvia's Mother.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave us alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please.
Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while.
Please, Mrs. Avery, I just wanna tell her goodbye.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's packing, she's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please.
Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while. Says Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please.
Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her.
I'll only keep her a while.
The 1972 was when that one came out. Sylvia's Mother, great one.
Yes.
Remember that, Sylvia's Mother. What else in entertainment, yes?
Okay, also tomorrow the Beachers are going to have a very nice concert. Everybody can go there and dance. This is going to be at the library at Parque Omar.
Trouble with that, you know that, don't you?
What?
You got people playing music. Everybody's going to be going, shh. Shh, quiet.
Well, they say this is, if you want to dance, you can dance here.
In a library?
Yeah. So that's going to be very noisy.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of shushing. Shh, shh. Oi!
Yes, that's going to be tomorrow at the library, at Parque Omar, the Beachers. And it's going to be at 5 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Sala Panameña. Okay. That's going to be the concert. And it seems like they're going to have like a talk at 2 p.m. And you have to subscribe in advance. The entrance is free, but you need to subscribe.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be nice too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also, if you would like to go to Costa del Este, they're going to have a nice exhibition at Atrio Mall, Costa del Este, about fauna panameña. Here in the flyer, they have a beautiful hummingbird.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So there are paintings by the artist Juan Rodriguez Lozada.
Oh, great.
And that's going to be there at Atrio Mall until this Sunday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's going to be open today and tomorrow and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And, of course, it's totally free. You can go there, enjoy the food, mm-hmm, and buy some some stuff from the different shops they have.
Yeah, it's a nice little mall.
Mm-hmm. And enjoy the exhibition. And let me see the last one also tomorrow at Plaza Santa Ana from 11 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's another fair. It's Panama Ciudad Creativa Gastronómica. So they're going to have food.
Oh, yeah.
And also a different kind of art.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be from 11 to 7 p.m. And, of course, the entrance is free. They are celebrating the 350 years of the Corregimiento of Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be fun.
It's going to be
nice. If it's not
one.
Raining,
yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, well, we've had no rain,
mm-hmm,
so you can guarantee if they go to an event, it'll rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yes. Okay. Let's see the second who was born today.
Mm-hmm.
That was Rick Wright.
Ah, okay. You're going to keep it pink.
Oh, yeah. He was born in 1943. Keyboards, vocals at Pink Floyd.
There you go, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We call him Ken.
In 1973, US number one and UK number two album, The Dark Side of the Moon,
mm-hmm,
spent a record-breaking 741 weeks on the US chart. In 1979, UK and US number one single, Another Brick in the Wall, part two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know this one, don't you?
Oh, yes.
We don't want no education. Best words ever written.
We don't need no education. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Teacher.
We don't need no education.
that's the best line in that whole song. You know, eat your meat, you know, get your pudding. That's a good one to have a sing-along to, wasn't it? Yeah, there we go. Pink Floyd, another brick in the wall, part two. What else is happening, yes?
Well, I can tell you something for next week. Mm-hmm. If you are a beer lover,
oh, right,
you're going to enjoy this one. What is that? Oh,
it's the phone. No. Don't worry. I'll answer it in a minute.
Yes, because Ciencia en Panamá and Cervecería Feroz are going to have a great event next Tuesday, starting at 5:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be talking about the how to make beer.
Important.
Yeah, how to make beer without some flavors that people don't like. So they're going to be talking about different flavors, I guess.
Flavors that people don't like for beer.
Yeah, because I guess it depends on the time, fermented and chemicals and things like that.
Chemicals.
So they're going to talk. Yeah, they're going to talk about that.
Oh, that's
and also, people can taste it.
Mm-hmm.
The first 20 people in being there can get one beer for free.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. This is at City of Knowledge.
If we go and we take 18 friends, we'll get the lot, won't we?
This is at Cervecería Feroz. Have you been there at City of Knowledge?
No, I haven't. No.
Yeah. So, yes, the conference and networking, you just need to register at cienciaenpanama.org. And that's all.
Okay, as easy as that.
Mm-hmm.
You get 20 beers.
Mm-hmm.
If you go 20 times, quickly. Go early.
And that's all.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what are you off to do for the rest of today?
Today, I need to go shopping.
Okay.
And then continue working.
Continue working.
And at night, we're going to the movies, hopefully.
Oh, we're going tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Barbie girl. Say hello to Ken for me.
Okay,
yeah.
I will.
Yeah. They say he's got blonde hair, but it looks very great. It looks almost white.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yes.
Yeah,
nice colour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Helps you cross the road. trust me, it's true. You know, if I'm walking, like I went the other day, and I stand at the side of the street, they can't stop.
They
see the white hair, you see, and say, oh, poor old man. And they let you go. But if I'm driving, they'll try and kill me like anybody else. You know, it's...
Oh, gosh.
Exactly. So, all right, well, look, you enjoy today. And then what else over the weekend? I mean,
tomorrow I'm going to City of Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
There's a workshop for change your clothes.
Oh, can't you do that at home, change your clothes?
Yeah, they're going to teach you how to make, like, new designs with the clothes that you already have in your closet.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's going to be interesting to recycle and reuse your clothes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and stop buying.
Stop buying, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I must admit, my good lady, she's wearing T-shirts and dresses that I can remember in when I first met her.
Yeah, me too.
You know.
I'm like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So... Make them last. See, yeah. I mean, I'm not a big clothes shopper. I must admit.
Mm-hmm.
I always sort of get stuck in the tech store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which reminds me, I've got to go and find out from our friends at Careless and Worthless. So, cable and wireless today.
Yes.
What's happening with this phone I wanted to put on my account?
Mm-hmm.
They don't call you, do they?
Yeah.
They just leave you sort of stranded.
But at least you got the name of the person who...
Yeah, but the thing is, I had the name, so I managed, because they were supposed to call me by Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
5 working days, they said, so it was by Wednesday, and nobody's been in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't... How do I get in touch with her?
Yeah.
You know, because I had her name, but that was all. I found her on Facebook. Send her a message, which has been ignored. this afternoon, I'm probably going to take my camping gear and go to Cable and Wireless and sit there forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And see if I can see the same lady. But if not, I'm going to have to start all over again with somebody else.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You know? That's so anyway, perseverance. It teaches you to be patient.
And be positive.
Yeah, I'm patient.
Today you're going to solve that.
I'm going to be patient, yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm not very good at being patient. Now, I'll tell you what. I was rummaging around where mm-hmm. I buy my music the other day. I came across this particular guy, mm-hmm. Lloyd Cole, and I'd not heard of him before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I look for pieces of music, what I normally do, or new music or whatever, is I go and I play the first track on the album. Mm-hmm. That either has to catch me or not. If that catches me, oh, okay, yes. Interesting voice or whatever, exactly. Mm-hmm. Then I go to the next track mm-hmm. and so on. And it was one of the few, because they only give you about 30 seconds of the tracks. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first ones I went through virtually all the tracks because they were different, mm-hmm. you know, same great voice. So this is a look. This is in actual fact the title track off of the album. It's called On Pain. Mm-hmm. And the man's name again is Lloyd Cole.
Okay,
you want to have a listen?
Mm-hmm.
All sure. Right then.
I can't be trusted with your money. Look what I did every time that you gave it to me. I can't be trusted with your secrets. Look what I did every time that you gave them to me. Oh, you can trust me with your sorrow. And you can trust me with your pain. I'll bury them deep down. We'll never speak of them again. We'll never speak of them again. I can't be trusted with your loving. Look what I did every time that you gave it to me. We sing on pain in the untrained heart. The cherubim fly to the poison dart. Position our players with headlights on high, lights in back rooms with low lives as angels are. The table is rigged for the house, but we play anyway, anyhow, anywhere. We're all in to win, but the beauty's in losing. Another night falls in the love coliseum. I know you can trust me with your sorrow. No, you can trust me with your pain. Trusted with your money. Look what I did every time that you gave it to me.
Lloyd Cole and Called on Pain, title track from the album. What do you think, yes?
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
A nice voice, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mm. The album is very good, so do check it out.
Yeah, I like the music too.
Mm-hmm. All right, yes, well, have a good weekend.
Thank you, you too, and everybody.
Yeah, and I'm going to play. I played earlier on a track by the Beach Boys. I've got another one here for some reason. It's called 409.
Okay. Nice.
It should be a very clean record, shouldn't it, really? I mean, that's what I use for cleaning everything.
Oh.
409.
Okay.
Fancy making a song about that. Mm-hmm. Here we are. It's the Beach Boys.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes. When I take her to the track, she really shines.
Giddy up, 409.
She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
A four-speed dual quad positive traction, 409. Giddy up, giddy up.
Touch my 409.
There they go, yes. The Beach Boys. And that is 409. You like that one? Yes. I thought you might. There you go. I tell you what, if you like that one, if you like that one,
I know you're going to dig this.
That you do make me glad. I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. The way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm down, you always understand. You know I love those little things in my ear that you say when there's no one here. Little things that you do let me know that your love is true. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you. No one can do the little things you do. Little things that you do make me glad. I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you. Can do the little things you do.
And there we go. That is Mr. Dave Berry and Little Things. Time to, I'll tell you what, we've got about 5 minutes to go. So this will be a good one. It comes from Paul Simon, another oldie. Slip, sliding away. That's probably what we'll be doing after this.
sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man, he came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores, I live in fear. My love for you is so overpowering, I'm afraid that I will disappear. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a woman became a wife. These are the very words she uses to describe her life. She said a good day ain't got no rain. She said a bad day's when I lie in bed and think of things that might have been. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. And I know a father who had a son. He longed to tell him all the reasons for the things he'd done. He came a long way just to explain. He kissed his boy as he lay sleeping, then he turned around and headed home again. His slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. God only knows, God makes his plan. The information's unavailable to the mortal man. We're working our jobs, collect our pay. Believe we're gliding down the highway when in fact we're slip sliding away. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
Sliding away. That's exactly what we're doing. What a nice way to go out for the week. Paul Simon and Slip Sliding Away. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, so time for me to go off and think about doing something else for the rest of today. And let me say our thanks for this morning to our intrepid outdoor reporter, to Ingrid, and her freaky fun facts for this Friday, which is all about bicycles. Which is all very interesting. We'd be able to use that one again. We'll just recycle it. And let me see. Big thanks Let's say big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for what, where and when. What you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it during the course of the next few days. And also, a couple of people born on this day in music as well. A big thanks to Yas for that. To our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, over there in Windsor, for all the background information. He helps us out with some of that here on the programme. And I spoke to him on the phone yesterday. He's doing okay. He'd like to get back, but he's there looking after Mum and with the rest of the family. So all is good anyway. So big thanks to Neil. Big thanks to the boys and girls, Cooper Grodd, who keep us up and running, especially to Isaac, who is there first thing in the morning, having to put up with us. So thank you for that, Isaac. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Stay tuned. It's 2 Chat SOS coming up with Gigi, keeping you entertained, always great entertainment right through the day here on Cool FM 89.3. I'll be back with you on Monday, 7 o'clock in the morning. So whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, I want you to have a great time. And please, whatever you're doing, do it carefully, all right? Especially if you're behind the wheel of a car. We don't want anything happening to you, because what do I want to be doing? 7 o'clock on Monday, talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.